Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb with Sedalia Steel Supply, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God, and let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
In the fifth chapter of the Gospel of Luke, we read the story of Jesus teaching by the lakeside. A large group of people are gathering to hear Jesus speak, and the space is getting cramped. Jesus notices a fisherman by the name of Simon who's washing his nets. Now, Simon had had a rough night in that fishing was his means of providing for his family, and he'd not been very successful on this night. He'd caught nothing. Jesus asked Simon to follow him, basically, to let him use his boat as a stage or a podium to speak to the people from. Now, next, we find Jesus is done teaching, and Simon has finished washing his nets and is ready to store for the next night's usage, and Jesus makes a strange request. He says to Simon the fisherman, "Cast out your nets again." Now, in Simon's mind, this might have made no sense. The time for fishing was long past, and the day was wearing on. He'd already cleaned his nets and would have to re-clean them if he did this. But there was something about Jesus that drew Simon to trust him, so he cast his nets out again, this time receiving a larger catch than he ever could have imagined. There are a couple things I'd like you to notice here about the story. First, Jesus was already teaching, and he noticed Simon washing his nets. And Simon was having a bad day, and Jesus was busy. But in spite of the fact that Jesus being busy, he took time out to minister to Simon. His love was so great that even in his busy time, Jesus took the time to reach out to someone who was having a rough day. I don't think it was coincidence that Simon's boat was empty. Sometimes we have to be at a place of emptiness to receive what Jesus has in store for us. So regardless of how bad the day might be, Jesus wants to minister into your life. Jesus says, "I'm come that you might have life and have it more abundantly." It's through his love that Jesus reaches out to us. So why not make room for Jesus in your life today?